This is Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. It's our daily in-depth look at people and issues that are shaping the local area. Inside Douglas County is presented by Concrete Builder Supply. Now, Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
And this afternoon, we cover the topic of the Roseburg VA and thoughts from area veterans. This is like episode number, how many of these have we done over the last 10 years? Jim Little, Rick Schapiti in. Gentlemen, thanks for coming in.
Oh, thank you for having us, Kyle.
Thank you, Kyle.
Well, and really, I mean, this topic, we've the three of us, along with other people, we've talked about this for well over a decade. It's the issue that doesn't seem to go away and doesn't ever seem to get totally resolved. Jim?
You're so right, Kyle. It's a continuing issue. It started way back in 2010 when the ICU, the intensive care unit, at the VA Roseburg Hospital was closed. From that point forward, I know Rick and I have been with this issue all those years. We've been, I guess I can use the term, fighting for our brother and sister veterans. It's something that we feel is very dear to us and close to our heart, because both of us are use the VA for our health care. We're both service-connected disabled from our particular era, the Vietnam War. And the VA hospital, we feel, is extremely important to our community. It's been, I guess I could say, fought for all these years, and it kind of faded with the pandemic. And then a gentleman by the name of Bill Duncan, who's the president of the Roseburg Vietnam Veterans of America, has kind of become the spark plug and said that we needed to start addressing the issue of restoring full services to our Roseburg VA hospital, because the need is certainly there. Rick, I guess you and I have been comrades in this for a while, haven't we?
Yes, we have, Jim. You were president of the Douglas County Veterans Forum at that time, and I was the secretary. And the same situation came up where we saw the services dwindling at the VA, and we had veterans at town halls voice their opinions about things. And so the forum at that time, you know, took the lead and started the campaign to save the Roseburg VA hospital. Most of all the veteran organizations, the 21 veteran groups in this county, joined the campaign to do that. We protested out in front of the VA. We have been on the radio here with Kyle.
Yes.
The News Review has put lots of articles in the paper. You know, it was multifaceted, and we even made national news.
Yeah, Rick, and remember, it even went to the Oregon legislature, where they passed House Joint Memorial 26, which basically said that there should be a level 2 hospital here in Roseburg, full service, and they agreed with the veterans of Southern Oregon. And basically, it was an agreement that all the citizens of Oregon, because they had their elected representatives say this, that they should be a full service hospital here. And it really inspired us as well when we had a issue on the recent November 2022 non-binding ballot measure, which we asked citizens if full services should be restored to the Roseburg VA hospital. That resulted in over 40,000 yes votes, or 92% plus of the total voters that said yes, they agreed with the veterans that we should have a full service hospital.
Yeah, those are amazing statistics, especially when, you know, in an election, people don't agree on many things, but they sure did on that thing in this county. And you know, and back in the day, we had a hearing here, we had a consultation company, Booz Allen to Hamilton, come in. Senator Wyden and Merkley initiated that, and out of that, the VA pumped $55 million into Roseburg VA and built some new buildings. And And so here we sit today, and we understand that one of those buildings that was a substance abuse and PTSD treatment unit is now closed. Mm-hmm. So, you know, there are things like that that we're hearing that are somewhat alarming, and we want to resolve that.
And we came out to the position of actually issuing a statement of our position that we have a full-service hospital, and we had to have a list of those things that we feel that substantiate that. And this position paper has been sent to all of our elected officials and, of course, to Kyle and media outlets, letting them know this is our unwavering position that we want a full service restored to the VA hospital. They'll come back, I'm sure, with some of the statements along the line. Well, you can get service in Eugene or in White City. Well, many of our veterans, like myself, we're along in years, and to travel at night for 60 miles for health care is just not, I believe, an acceptable issue for the health care that was promised to veterans. We earned it, and I feel that we absolutely deserve it. Each generation of war veterans have specific issues that they deal with. Of course, in World War II, it was battle fatigue, they called it. We know now that it was PTSD. And then in Korea, the troops were ill-advised, or ill-clothed, I should say, for the cold weather, so they had issues. And then in Vietnam, of course, with Rick and I, it's Agent Orange. And just recently, the PACT Act has been approved. And that's going to mean that this current generation of veterans that were harmed by burn pits, all depleted uranium, and other issues are going to be coming to the VA, and that's going to be a huge number. I know Rick came up with a number.
Yeah, I just read this morning from the Disabled American Veterans Magazine that by fiscal year 2024, the VA needs to hire 19,200 more employees. Because of the PACT Act, it's bringing in veterans from all eras, those that were exposed mainly to chemical exposure and that type of thing.
So we've been having this discussion for a long time. Do you feel like at points you are making progress in things? I mean, you saw the buildings come in, you saw new programs come in. Then the pandemic came along. Did that kind of wipe the gains out a bit?
Yeah, it kind of took the wind out of us, I believe. I'd like to say one champion we truly have locally, and that's Douglas County Commissioner Tim Freeman. He has been assisting us with this all along, way back in the very beginning when he was a state representative.
Oh, absolutely.
So Tim Freeman is very much aware of the issue and our efforts. He's guided us along the way. We also have some new representatives. There's Val Hoyle and also Cliff Bentz. And they have just come online because of the redistricting. Yeah. So we're going to start. I feel that they could be our real champions back in D.C. to help us with this issue.
Oh, absolutely. The 2nd Congressional District has moved into about half of Douglas County, which has brought us a really good advocate for the VA, because a lot of veterans in that district, in District 2, go to the Roseburg VA and White City, which is part of the catchment area. In fact, we have a huge catchment area here. Jim had us in the statement, it says about 90,000. I looked at the U.S. Census from 2020, and the U.S. Census says that there are 118,000 veterans in our Southwest region. That is a lot of veterans.
Well, so obviously the facility, which has been there for many decades, has seen a lot of use, seen a lot of shifting and changes. And with technology, there's been changes in terms of how some services are offered and some virtual things and all of that. What about for the veterans groups, what kind of connection do you have right now with the local VA leadership?
Well, the leadership has changed just recently. The director moved on, the current director we had for a couple of years during the pandemic. We have a new director, interim director, Nelson Brooks, who has just come on board. We don't have a permanent assignment yet. There have been two candidates that have been interviewed. We haven't gotten word on who's going to be the actual director. We're dealing with them on a monthly basis. They usually attend the Douglas County Veterans Forum meetings. We have contacts in that way with them. We're also concerned about the lack of contact with the VISN 20 director. That is the person who's up in Vancouver, is in charge of all the VA facilities in Oregon, parts of Southern California, Washington, and Alaska. And we wish that we had a better contact with her. We're going to start seeking that out and ensuring that she knows as well that she should have instituted some quarterly meetings. And I know Rick just talked to the office just this morning.
I called VISN this morning, in fact, knowing that I was going to be on the radio, and I asked him about the quarterly legislative meetings that they are required by law to have. And the person up there was unaware of anything that's happened. But you're right, because of COVID, a lot of things, the transparency has gone away for the last 3 or 4 years. And we'd like to see more transparency right now.
All right, we're going to take a break. More when we come back. The interview, a podcast after 1 at 541radio.com, 1247 at News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. Inside Douglas County, 1250. Lars Larson coming up at 1, and Jim Little, Rick Schapiti, Douglas County veterans in here this afternoon talking about the issue of the Roseburg VA. Again, Rick, you brought up an interesting statistic during the break in terms of the veterans from this area that seek help and health care from the VA.
Yeah, well, whenever a veteran sees the VA, a lot of times they'll give them, they'll send them information. They want them to fill out a after-action report on their visit. Well, the National Center for Veterans Analysis and Statistics says that Douglas County, Oregon, has the highest number of veterans in the nation seeking health care at a VA facility. That's 58.1% of the veterans in our catchment area. That is a huge thing for this area. And it speaks to what we're trying to do, is to ask for a level 2 hospital to be reinitiated here in Roseburg. You know, the VA, when they have hearings, I was reading a House hearing. In fact, the VISN director, Dr. Boyd, was on the hot seat with the House Veterans Affairs Committee. And they said to her that they want her to pay attention to building and maintaining the internal capacity of a VA. And they also pointed out that this community care should only supplement that is not available internally, but they want the VA to be built to support veterans and their health care.
It kind of goes back to the fact, too, that many veterans prefer to be cared for at a VA facility. When they walk through the door, they know that the people in the within they're going to care for them, know what they've been through, the unique things that they've experienced, and they go out on community care and talk to a physician who's never experienced military service or know anything about it, and it's just a different level of care. And along the line of care, if we had a hospital here as well, well-established, and perhaps with salaries that were proper for a rural area, attracted physicians, we would have veterans that would have a doctor that they're able to see for perhaps years at a time and have a rapport with them. As it is now, there's a huge turnover of physicians at the it's not a hospital now. I call it a glorified outpatient clinic with an urgent care department. The providers rotate. Like in my case, I get one about every 6 months, a different person. That's not good health care.
No, you hear the issue of recruitment and retention. Even in the private sector, you hear that. I understand. I have a daughter that works for a major medical system here in Oregon, up in the Portland area, and they have recruitment and retention problems. The number one problem with retention, according to her, is management. And we hear stories here at Roseburg VA occasionally about toxic environment, but not so much. You know, those people over there are wonderful.
Yes.
The people that give us our health care, they are dedicated. They are experts. You know, they are top in their fields. And that is not the issue. You know, the issue is providing health care for veterans at a VA facility.
Do you feel like with the added facilities that were added in Eugene a number of years ago that were, you know, set up to kind of help some folks up there not have to come down here, does that kind of created a reason sometimes for sending people up there instead of providing the same care here?
I think you're right, Kyle. I think you're right. The facility up there, of course, they have a large community of veterans, but it still is not the fact that our Roseburg facility is centrally located for veterans in the rural area, and there's a large number of them there, and I think the numbers are there that sure verify that.
Yeah, Lane County is only 27,000 of the total catchment area of veterans. You know, and I've talked to veterans that don't mind going to Eugene for certain specific specialties, you know, but the fact is those specialties aren't here. And and frankly, this hearing that I watched or listened to, and they talked about wait times in the community. There are no statistics on the wait times that veterans have to, the amount of time they have to wait to get appointments on the outside.
Well, so you've got the turnover issue, you've got wait times, and we've just got about a minute and a half left. Jim, what would you like to hear from the community?
Well, I'd like to hear folks get a hold of their elected officials and either call or write. We see many signs that say, we support the troops. Well, this is your opportunity to support the troops. Veterans have a need for the health care that they earned and they were are not getting provided, quite frankly. So if you just write your elected official, tell them, hey, we want our services restored at the Roseburg VA. It's important to our community. It's important to the veterans. Please pay attention and do what you can to make that happen. And I think it would be a simple matter to make it happen. Matter of fact, Senator Wyden is the chairman of the Budget Committee. And just on a lark, I wrote him a letter and said, I have a dream. I have a dream that you let enough money go to make the Roseburg VA hospital the hospital that it used to be.
Yeah, I concur with you. Cost should not be an issue when it comes to providing health care for veterans. The VA has the money. They can budget the money. They could, you know, and there is a plan to rebuild the hospital here. It is in their master plan or whatever it is.
So we're out of time for now. If people have questions or want to get more information, how do they get connected with you guys?
Oh, they can certainly give me a call at 541-672-4635. Or they can also call Bill Duncan. We meet twice a month, 541-733-8060.
All right. 1257 News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
You've been listening to Inside Douglas County on News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. A daily look at the people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. It's presented by Concrete Builder Supply. The show will be available as a podcast in just a few minutes at 541radio.com. So share it around and let others who weren't listening live know about today's show. Inside Douglas County is a public affairs presentation of Brook Communications. Stay connected with local news and information. News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.